Hello everyone, I would like to welcome you to USENIX Security 2012. It is a great pleasure to see all of you here. We just finished 2 days of excellent workshops, and I think we have a great main conference in store for you. I'm pleased to report that the conference is in great shape. We've not only accepted a record number of papers, but the quality of the research papers are very high. The attendance is great, and we've also been able to award many student travel grants. In particular, there are 222 submissions, out of which 43 papers were accepted. This year we also have 484 attendees. That's not quite the 552 from 2011, but up from 411 the year before, and 415 the year before that. Also, as with 2011, the number of student travel grant awards is up significantly over previous years. We're able to fund 84 students to come to this conference. A conference like this doesn't happen automatically. It is the result of a lot of hard work by some wonderful people, and they've all invested a significant amount of time to make this conference possible. I'd like to thank some of them now. First, I would like to thank the program committee. Would the program committee members please stand? I'm sure there has to be some of them in the audience. These people donated a tremendous amount of time, so let's thank all of them. Next, would anyone who served as an external reviewer also please stand? And again, some of them may be here, maybe becoming straggling and late, but let's thank them for their service as well. In addition to the research track, we also have a great selection of invited talks for you, as well as a poster session and a rump session. If you're on the invited talks committee, the poster session chair or the rump session chair, please stand up. And let's thank them for their service, too. There is another group of people who do a lot of work to make USENIX security possible, and that's the USENIX staff. You may not see all these folks regularly, but they do a huge amount of work behind the scenes, and they're a tremendous asset to our community. So would the USENIX staff, as well as the USENIX board members, please stand? Any of them in the back, and let's thank them, too. I'd like to also thank all the sponsors who contributed to this conference, and I'd especially like to thank the student grant sponsors whose generosity enabled us to provide travel grants to 84 students who applied. NSF provided a significant amount of support, and I want to make a special thanks to Sam Weber and Fabian Monroes for helping facilitate a generous grant from the NSF. And yes. And a special thanks also to Google, Microsoft Research, IBM Research, Firefox, and Symantec. And a special thank you to all our other sponsors as well. And of course, we should thank all of our contributors. This is the invited speakers, the authors of papers, the rump session presenters, the authors of posters. So if you're in this set, please stand up. And let's thank all these people for contributing their work to this conference, too. And of course, a special thanks to all of you for being here. I hope you meet some new people and have some great conversations. And so I want to thank you all for being here and to share your thoughts and insights. And it's this community that I think really makes this conference successful. Some instructions to be aware of. If you're a speaker, please report to your session chair in advance. And please also test your laptops in advance of the actual presentation. If you're interested in hosting a bird of the feather session to discuss a topic of interest to you, please go to the registration desk and sign up, and you can also see the latest list online from the conference webpage. Some also miscellaneous information for you to be aware of. The lunches are on your own here. I believe there's quite a bit of shopping around here, so you should be able to find some good food. Also, laptops. Please keep your laptops with you at all times. I haven't actually heard of any thefts this year, but last year there were some laptops that were taken from the conference area, so please do keep your laptops with you. Also, please refrain from using your cell phones because they interfere with the AV recording. All the sessions are being recorded. Number of social activities, I encourage all of you to attend. We have the reception tonight from 5:30 to 7 p.m. After that, we have the rump session, which I'm sure will be entertaining as in previous years. So please make it to that. And also Thursday night from 6 to 7:30 p.m., we'll be having a poster session and happy hour. A little more information about the rump sessions. The submissions are due at noon today. You should receive an acknowledgement. Your talk should be at most 5 minutes long. And again, we've had a great time in previous years, so please join up. Maybe come participate in PowerPoint karaoke or a whole bunch of other activities. And both serious and non-serious talks are highly encouraged. USENIX is a very large organization that not only runs USENIX security, but a bunch of other conferences as well. So I encourage you to check them out. We have OSDI coming up in October with associated workshops and a whole bunch of other conferences. So please take a look at the USENIX website and consider many of these conferences as well. Among the conferences you may be most interested in is USENIX Security 2013. The date and venue has been chosen. It'll be August 14th through 16th in Washington, D.C. And Sam King from UIUC will be the program chair. Finally, I'd like to acknowledge our outstanding research. We have selected two papers to receive the Outstanding Paper Awards. This was definitely a very tough choice, given the strength of the papers that we had selected. For the selection process, I accepted nominations of papers and also nominated the highest-ranked papers after the review process. I then appointed three anonymous program committee members to serve on the awards committee. They each read the final versions of all the nominated papers to decide on the awards. And I selected the award committee members from people who had no conflicts on any of the nominated papers. The committee decided on two outstanding paper awards, a best paper and a best student paper award. So let me announce both of them now. For the best paper award, it was Mining Your P's and Q's, Detection of Widespread Weak Keys in Network Devices by Nadia Henninger, Zachary Dumerick, Eric Wistrow, and Alex Hollerman. So if the authors of these papers can please come up. And there's there's the award certificate and also a cash reward for these papers. So you can come up here. Okay. Great. So here's congratulations. 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 Okay. I don't think USENIX is taking photos. So besides the video. And then for the best student paper award, it's Social Networking with Fringe Integrity. Privacy and Integrity with an Untrusted Provider by Ariel Feldman, Aaron Blankstein, and Michael Friedman, and Ed Felton. So if the authors of these papers can please come up too. Okay, and so congratulations to all the award winners. And again, all the papers are very strong, so it's a pleasure to have all of them in this conference.